Collingwood membership day on 11:16 SEN. As we said, don't miss your chance for the ultimate coach's experience, Tim Watson. You could have the opportunity of a lifetime and get behind the scenes at the club with the Collingwood coaches. To be in the running, simply join the club as a member before March the 31st. From about $60 it starts, membership.collingwoodfc.com.au or call 1300-MAGPIE. If you call that number, you never know. This guy might pick it up and take your details.
He will. He's manning the phones all day.
He's there all the time. He's the coach of the Collingwood Football Club, Nathan Buckley. Morning, Nathan.
Morning, Francis. We've got that promo running as an opportunity, but we're planning to milk whoever wins it. We know that they've got some great ideas, and we want to get them all.
Always looking for a new idea. No, we wouldn't expect anything less from you, Nathan. Long pre-season, but it's been a good one. If you had to sort of like do a précis of how the pre-season's gone for Collingwood, you give it an A or a B plus. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, look, it's been pretty strong. If you'd have been able to project forward from the beginning of the pre-season to this day and said that that we would have been able to get the strength of preparation that we've had both on the track through the NAB Cup games, the fitness of the list, the preparation of the list has built gradually over the last sort of couple of months. We've got some really good loads into the guys and I've seen some real growth in the way that we want to play through our match practice. So, as a senior coach, you're never fully over the moon. There's always something to complain about, but we couldn't be better placed really to attack the season ahead.
Bucks, good morning to you. Just one of those things to complain about, maybe at the forefront of your mind this morning, is the injury to Travis Varko. How serious is that? How long do you expect him to be out for?
Oh, it's a standard strained hamstring, those injuries happen in footy, and as I said, we think our conditioning staff have done a remarkable job, and players have done a remarkable job, bar a couple of outliers. We're in remarkable shape. We had 41 on the track yesterday out of 45, and obviously Josh Thomas and Lockie Kiefer too, that we won't see this year. So we were saying, geez, we're in good shape. We were touching wood, but it didn't work.
He's become a very important player for you, though, too, hasn't he, Travis Varko?
Yeah, look, he's remarkable. But in the end, I suppose what we've been able to do is put together a group of players that all feel that they can come up and play their role when required. And we won't see Trav for the first, whatever, how many takes, 3 or 4 weeks is generally the timeline. And we won't see him for that long, and we'll need to have players come in and play the roles that he would have filled at various times. He's become, since coming over 12, 13 months ago, he's been a very important player for us and will continue to be.
Bucks, you've got a plethora of tools now, whether it's Travis Cloak, you've got Jesse White, you've got Galt, you've got Cox. The list goes on. Has that been a conscious decision of the club to get a heap of depth with the taller players?
We're probably maturing as a list, and it's just got more players that are coming into that zone where they're really in contention for positions. And what we've seen this particular pre-season is Golf and Cox stand up and put their hand up for legitimate claims for positions, either in sort of tall forward positions or some ruck time. And I think Brody and Witchie have continued their development and their growth, and they're still relatively young in ruck terms. So we've seen, add to that, Cloakie and Darcy and Jesse. We've got enough bodies to be able to rotate through those roles and for competition for spots. And now it's just a matter of being effective enough against the opposition.
Bucks, Tim was just talking about having access to club rooms. We heard Alonso speak after the F1 crash, where 45 minutes later he's talking about his life passing before his eyes. As a coach, and you've been in the media as well, would you be open to having access to the change rooms if players were injured straight after a match?
We've pretty well got open access to everything that we do. We don't have a closed ground. We invite our supporters and members in into our training. There are some, and very few, areas where you're trying to look after the privacy of the players, and that might be one of them. Don't know if we want him into the showers, mate. But
Or Barmy's office. He seems to protect them pretty well.
But in the end, we're a fairly inclusive and open club, especially for our members and supporters, but obviously to try and educate people around the game and to give them the information that we can. We do that whenever possible.
Nathan Buckley, coach of Collingwood, is with us here on Breakfast with Frank and Ox at 11:16 SEN. Tim Watson's with us as well at 7:29. A couple of players that could be key for you if they can find fitness this year. Ben Reid is one that Collingwood fans are hankering to see get a full season under his belt this year, Nathan. Is it possible for him to do that these days, to get a full 22 games out or 23 games?
Yeah, well, that's yet to be seen. Over the last couple of years, he hasn't been able to do it, but... Often you see when individuals or groups of people are challenged with duress, they develop a resilience that they didn't have before, and that's definitely what we're hoping to see with Reedy. And his pre-season's been relatively strong. Obviously had that hiccup, 3 or 4 weeks ago coming out of the intra club, but he's in good shape at the moment, and we definitely hope that we'll have access to him for the majority of his career to come.
Will he play Saturday, Bucks?
We haven't picked the side yet, mate.
Is he in contention?
When do you pick it, Bucks?
Thursday afternoon, we'll go in.
You've had 6 months.
Well, I know we have, and this is the thing that we try to avoid, Tim. You've been in this position. Round one is just round one, and we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves.
Okay, can I ask you this question? When you played against the Western Bulldogs a couple of weeks ago, Pendlebury went back and played. It appeared I was watching the game from home, so it appeared that he played a lot in the defensive half. Is that something we're going to see more of from him because of his ability, his decision-making and his kicking ability?
Yeah, he was there quite a bit in the first half, as were all our mids, because we had 70% of time in the Western Bulldogs forward line. But no, he will find himself behind the ball often enough. He's, as you said, we saw him play a game there late in the year against Geelong last year as a legitimate halfback flanker. And he's such a great decision maker and user that you can put him anywhere in the field and obviously a pro. You put him anywhere in the field, you know he's going to have an impact. But we believe we're developing a really damaging back six and seven. Guys that can defend really well and then run off. Sinclair, Ramsey and Williams have been three that have been coming. They've been in the system for a while that have all shown signs, really good signs in their roles. Tommy Langdon's coming along as a medium defender. Braden Maynard's coming along. Alan Tuvey, Frost and Brown as sort of more dour players that'll get the job done one-on-one. And obviously Reedy's there as well. So we think we've got a good mix and good sprinkling. Jonathan Marsh is a young kid. So Pendles is probably more than likely going to find himself through the midfield applying his trade in there, but there's no doubt that at times that we would like his service off the back.
Bucks, your contract, was it a relief to get it signed, or was it just a matter of time?
Yeah, to be honest, it wasn't something that that I lied awake thinking it not thinking about at night too much. I mean, really, when you're in the caper, there's so many more sort of detail things to be able to get right. I'm constantly communicating with Barmy, first and foremost, as director of footy, and he's poking and prodding and making sure that we continue to find that next improvement in our coaching or in our footy program or in our players. And I was pretty aware of the fact that we feel like we're doing that pretty well, and clearly it comes down to results ultimately. But I think internally we're doing some really good things. We're consistent. We're driving each other pretty hard, and I'm responsible and accountable for that as much as anything. So I wasn't concerned about it as such, and really focused on doing my job as well as I could, and that doesn't change.
Am I right in saying you're quoted as saying that you're not a career coach, and once your tenure at Collingwood is complete, that will be it for you as a coach?
Yeah, I was asked whether I'd ever coach anywhere else, and I can't see myself doing that. I did preface it by saying that I don't know if anyone who coaches in their first gig ever thinks about having a second. I think you're all in when you're in the role. But yeah, I think mine's a fairly unique circumstance. I don't think many guys play for the one club and then end up coaching that club for a long period of time without going sort of elsewhere or without sort of spreading their wings, so to speak. But yeah, so it's a little bit unique. But I have an enormous passion for the footy club. I'm indebted to it. I believe in what it represents, and I'm really looking to work with these young group of blokes to give them a chance to be successful and leave a legacy for the footy club, and I want to be a part of that, clearly. So no, I can't see myself going elsewhere.
And Nathan, just to finish, one of those young blokes would be Adam Treloar. Magpie fans really keen to see him. A great coup to get him in the off-season. Will he be available this weekend?
Yeah, just travelling really well and tracking really well. Walked off the training track a minute early last Friday, and it was just a little bit of press about it. But I think welcome to Collingwood probably for he and Jeremy Howe and a couple of others, Aishi. But yeah, no, he's in good shape and will add. Yeah, I mean he's just a jet. He's just a brilliant footballer. He's exciting. He's got break the line speed and gets from contested ball to the outside really quickly and he'll be a great asset for us. But you know, we've got the pieces of the puzzle now. It's just a matter of putting it together.
Good luck. Thanks for talking to us today.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Nathan Buckley, coach of the Magpies. Membership day on 11/16 SEN. As I said, the ultimate Collingwood coaches experience. If you join before March 31st, you could have that particular experience. And all you need to do is go to membership.collingwoodfc.com.au or you can call 1300 Magpie. 1300 Magpie is the number to call at 20.